Hello.
Hello.
A podcast. It's 5 minutes to seven
in the morning.
In the morning. Bit tired.
We've had a podcast party.
Yeah, we decided to watch the Grand Prix live, but didn't sleep before. I've been out for a while now.
Yeah. I drove back from Birmingham after a gig. It was very exciting.
How long did that take?
Took about 3 hours.
Grand Prix was quicker.
You're saying that those cars are faster than my VW Golf?
I think nine of the cars
are
faster.
It's a Polo as well, it's not even a Golf. Jazzed it up.
I think nine of the cars on the race were faster, but...
At least I got here.
It's quite exciting.
It's been
quite good.
We got rid of traction control.
And we got some excitement back. I'm enjoying that. So, yes, it was... A bad thing of the race, though, was... ITV's new jingle.
Oh, Can I Play With Madness?
Iron Maiden's Can I Play With Madness on every ad break. Stop that, ITV. It's incredibly irritating.
If there's any way we can petition these people to stop that, or just change the record, because after two it was annoying.
Yeah.
And that poodle, madness. I tell you, I'm going to break it.
No, it's just so irritating. We were just saying how much we're missing last year's Honda kind of nice lawnmower.
Yeah,
gentle.
Powerboat, yeah.
Well, that's the point. I wanted to make this podcast more swish this year. I had this kind of great plan of having music and little edit points. But today I tried to find some music.
Can I Play With Madness?
Can I Play With Madness?
No! Play with Traffic instead.
Please don't play with madness. So, this is as lo-fi as it was last year. We won't even edit it. It'll just
go out as it is. Somebody that listened to it last time said, yeah, you two don't off waffle a lot, don't you?
Don't know what they're talking about. What?
It was just the start of the last one. We were talking about wing and xylophones and stuff. We should have been talking about cars.
Meow. So I've made that sound like a little edit point there, but it wasn't. I just went meow in my sitting room.
You're like that guy from Police Academy.
Oh, I can make all the noises. Go on, ask any 4-in-1 noise I can make it.
Oh, make the sound of traction control.
There you go.
There is none.
Hey.
Perfect.
Brilliant. Yes.
Should we start in order? Should we start with qualifying? Because that was pretty damn exciting.
Qualifying, yeah. The form book, rule book, form of books was all over the shit.
I said to Terry earlier that this is the first time I've actually taken note of the winter testing and everything that was going on. And I thought, when I'd seen it this time, I thought, I know everything now.
Yeah.
I know how it's going to be. I've read the script. It's all right.
It's the big problem with winter testing is that you kind of get to... Because what I hate about the coverage is there should be a kind of separate channel for Formula One geeks, because you get Steve Ryder saying, oh, yes, well, this is what's happened. It's like, well, I know what's happened. I've seen it.
I know
the rule changes. Yeah. I've read it. I've read it on the website every fucking day since the last fucking race. I know every fucking thing that's happened. But even saying that, I was convinced that Ferrari were going to walk it, McLaren were going to be a bit shit, BMW were going to be a bit shit, Red Bull were going to be right up there, and my fantasy Formula One league...
Is fucked. Yeah.
Fucked.
As is mine, Terry, to be honest. I had Sutil. oh dear.
I went to Fisichella. Why? What was I thinking?
I had Webber.
Webber. Oh, bless him. Well, on qualifying, Webber, who... what was it? Coulthard said 10,000 kilometres.
Yeah, we've done 10,000 kilometres. Reliability is no longer a problem.
And yesterday, Coulthard had a problem with the gearbox in the morning. Then Mark Webber... The brake disc just explode.
Just explode.
No,
it's because they hadn't changed it.
I know.
10,000 miles, same brake disc.
I'm not an expert on brake discs, but I don't think they just explode. I reckon they were probably taking it out of the car and just playing frisbee with it.
All right, guys, this is what we do here.
Yeah.
Throwing it around. But no. Should have changed the fucking brake pads.
So that's annoying. The rest of qualifying. So Kubica.
I think it's Kubica. I think ITV just say it as Kubica because they said it sounds faster.
Oh, yes, that was it. So Kubica, who I've worked out looks like the lead character in the animation film Belleville Rendezvous. If you've seen that, you'll know exactly what I mean. Qualifying, he rocked it. You know, he should have been on
pole. Ass. I thought it was all going off because, especially last year, Lewis, of all the people in the field, I'm most concerned about Kubica because I know what a racing driver he can be, and I thought, fucking hell, here we go.
And he's got a very aerodynamic face.
He's got an aerodynamic face. He's got a very beaky nose.
Like Damon Hill before him. So yeah, it's and of course Raikkonen with the bad luck of Ferrari on the qualifying, and
yeah, Ferrari took a kicking. I reckon, like I said earlier, they should have spent less time skiing and a little bit more time working.
Yeah, they've been a bit smug, haven't they? Well, it's you know, I reckon they should maybe get some of their mechanics off their law degrees and back onto being mechanics.
Sorry, Gov, I was due in court. There's nothing I could do.
So yeah, it's that went a bit wrong for him, but you know, Massa's on fourth on the grid, and I'm sure, you know, I was thinking he'll probably rock this race.
Yeah,
he won't make a silly mistake or anything.
No, he won't. No silly mistakes from him. But then, first corner.
It's quite satisfying, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the joy, isn't it?
The thing with Massa is that he's one of those. Ever since he's gone into Ferrari, I've had that feeling that he's never going to quite make it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just see him sat on the grid there going, I'm going to win. And just watching you go, you're not, mate.
Sorry, mate.
And then he just proves it to himself.
You are just pissing in the wind, my friend.
And pissing off a certain Scottish driver.
Now, the best thing about watching live Grand Prix, I mean, it was worth watching at this time in the morning just to hear it.
I would imagine that if you watch the race, this is British ITV coverage, if you watch the race on the afternoon repeat or the highlights, this little snippet won't be in there. Now, hopefully, the internet will provide us with this snippet. I could edit it in at some point, but now I have to recreate it.
Mm-hmm.
Massa went to overtake Coulthard. Coulthard turned in. Now, actually, who was at fault?
I think
it was probably just an accident.
It was just an accident. It was probably to do with the fact they've got that stupid fin at the back of the car and he couldn't see him in his mirrors. He's like, exactly. All I can see is a Red Bull. I'm doing fine. Smash.
And so he talked to Louise Goodman, our favourite pit lane reporter.
Mm.
Coulthard, that is. And he was being a bit angry, saying, you know, he crashed into me, but I had a good heart to apologise when I did it to to, who was it you did it to last year? It was Kubica, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I don't know.
Kovalainen. It was Kovalainen. Oh, it was someone. Anyway.
Someone.
And then he said, we're not sure exactly what he said, but it was along the lines of, if he doesn't apologise, I'll kick three bells of shit out of it, little bastard.
The little bastard, yeah. It was very clear on the little bastard. That's where we saw
little bastard.
Both of us went, did he just say little bastard?
Little bastard, didn't he? So, well done, DC.
Classic bit of DC.
Yeah, good on you. So that's one of the Red Bulls out. Of course, then Mark Webber also out on the first lap. Gotta say, he's not been lucky. He's another one that you just think he's never going to get anywhere, and that's not his own fault. I think he seems to be quite good, but God, he's not. He's in the wrong place at the wrong time, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's Mr. Angry as well. I like the fact they're both Mr. Angry.
Oh yeah, because he swore he had to go. He said fucking amateurs or fucking kids, didn't he?
About kids fucking about, don't know what they're doing.
Nice. Oh, I didn't do a Scottish accent.
Okay.
The little bastard.
The wee bastard.
The wee cunt. I was Irish. And the wrong word.
All of a sudden, Eddie Irvine's driving again.
Quite tired. So that's. Well, and we've got a list.
We've got a list, but we're
quite tired. So qualifying, we've done.
Yeah, kind of.
Sure.
It was very confusing qualifying for me. I was half asleep, I think, through most of it, and it just, we haven't done green trousers.
Yeah, this is Honda with the delight of getting rid of their shit livery last year. Or is it livery? I'm never sure.
I don't know. The car looked pretty awful last year.
And now they've made it look more like toothpaste with three stripes. They see them, their outfits, their little kind of walking around outfits. Bright green trousers. And then there was an interview with Nick Fry on the grid, and he's not a man that suits a T-shirt, let's put it that way.
Those T-shirts are basically, I think a rugby player would probably look alright in those T-shirts.
Just about,
but not no one else, Fry. To
not,
be honest.
Not on
I used to wear green trousers at home base, and I know the discomfort it can involve. And Ross Bourne just looked uncomfortable. He's used to walking around in quite cool Ferrari clothes. And they're completely red. I mean, if you can carry off completely red clothes, you should be all right. But they look like they work in a DIY shop.
Which, you know, in a way.
They probably do.
They've got a second job somewhere. Ross Brawn, who said he wasn't going to do any technical stuff this weekend, and the team fell apart around him, with Barrichello coming into the pit at the wrong time, coming out at the wrong time, running out of fuel, staying in fuel, getting a thing.
What we need to do to stay within the points is just to follow the rules. Is that all right with everyone? Job done.
I think everyone at Honda's going, well, we haven't got this far for ages, we've forgotten what we're doing.
Yeah, but what's happening? Oh no, we're at the front. I don't know.
Third pit stop? What? So that's that. Oh, we're rushing through it now. Now, Super. I read this interview with Anthony Davidson saying that Super Guru, who nearly didn't make it to the race because they're so skinned and they just had a new buyer and that, I read this interview that said that if there's have any kind of crash, if any big part of the car fails or if anything crashes into them, they haven't got the spare parts to race next week. So the interview kind of said, I'm just going to carefully go around, it's going to be good, and first corner, he gets twatted.
Smash!
Now, I don't know about you, but if I'd read that interview and I was in another car,
I'd have gone, just to see what happens, just right? Just bit. Knock something big up. So they'll just be going to drive around in a chassis.
Yeah.
It's going to look like a dune buggy.
Yeah, you can imagine.
Or they're going to have cornflake packets bent over. Where are they going? Malaysia. Ooh. See, they've got no parts, and it'll probably take longer than a week to get them there.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Damn. So that's going to be fun. Yes, yeah. So we see the Super Gurus, just bits of things flapping off. Like, probably, like, you know, when you're on the motorway and you see a guy kind of holding someone on the roof. Rack.
Like a mattress.
Yeah.
And it's just floating.
There'll be the equivalent of Davidson just one hand on the back of the car. Going, just holding it in place.
Holding it above his head. It's a fin.
It's fine. But it says Red Bull on it. It's all right. It's mine.
I found it on the side of the road.
So that's that. Oh, we're doing well. We go back to August 5 Live. I wish we probably talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Terry's been on the radio, radio.
On the real radio. It's been quite weird. If you've listened to the Friday night preview of the Grand Prix, I did a little 2.5 minute thing on it, just about being funny about the Grand Prix, which some of which was funny. It's weird, actually, because listening back to it when it was broadcast, you know that classic thing about hearing your own voice is a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's very odd when it's being broadcast to the nation. That's even weirder, especially when Claire, my girlfriend, said, "You sound like Tommy Cooper." And she meant it as a good thing. But
oh no!
But, yeah,
Ferrari glass, bowl glass, Ferrari.
Ferrari McLaren, Ferrari McLaren. So
I think you should just do 2.5 minutes for your next one in the style of Tommy Cooper.
Yeah. I'm making a Ferrari engine. Oops. Now, actually, I've just been had a quick look on the internet just now, and apparently there's. Oh, I'm stirring coffee. It's now 7:10. Oh. I feel quite shaky. I did a night shift job last year, as you probably know. I did a night shift job, and the feelings are all coming back to me, this kind of weird, drained...
Yeah, yeah, slightly... Well, you feel like you've got a little film of grease over your entire body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although in your case, that's the...
That's probably that's just grease. Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to talk about, the McLaren. I like the McLaren garage in qualifying, because they were all greasy.
Sorry, what team was that, the McLaren? Don't you mean the Vodafone McLaren Mercedes?
Lewis is his product placement. I think now he's in Sweden. Crew back as much cash as he likes. Yeah. I'd like to thank Vodafone McLaren Mercedes boss Johnny Walker for all of their help.
It's almost sickening. I know he's been brought up in that world, but you just kind of go, oh, just smash something, go rock and roll.
Yeah, because when he ran to the podium, looked all excited, and he's on the podium looking good, and we'd seen we saw Heike and Lewis sitting on that sofa.
Oh, a little pre-interview. Oh, it was a bit awkward. Pre-race build-up, and it was Heike and Lewis having a little...
Kissing near the tree.
Oh, it was. It was almost like it was like a really awkward date, because they were just kind of going, yeah, what kind of music do you like? I like hip-hop. And Heike's going, oh, it's just noise, isn't it? And he's going, oh, it's skill. I like the drums. Oh, yeah. And I don't know, just... There was a bit I thought the flies were going to get unzipped. It was just not in a kind of necessarily a gay way. Not that anything wrong with that. I think two gay friends would be wonderful.
Should be able to toss each other off wherever they like.
It was just the fact that I think they were going to unzip just to relieve the awkwardness.
We've built up so much sexual tension if we don't release it.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to drive properly.
Talking of releasing things, Heike, last lap.
Oh, that's a fantastic... I mean, you've just overtaken someone. you're going in a straight line.
On the last lap.
Just carry on going. Don't worry about tearing off. Oh, it's a bit greasy. I want to enjoy this moment properly. Where's the power gone?
Oh, I put the pit lane limiter on. Oh.
And now the windscreen wipers are going. What's going on? Oh, fucking hell.
Bless. And the way that you just admitted it on the telly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, what happened, right? It's embarrassing. You won't believe
you'll
it.
You'll believe
right?
it.
What am I like?
Oh. See, it sounds like another edit. It was just me again.
It's just me. Terry, you're amazing.
Right, what's next on the list? So, yeah, so what was that? So, it was under five lives. Yeah, so I should be on, I won't be on five live again. It's weird. It's odd. I'm going
to. Yeah, yeah,
it's
five live.
So, I'll put a link on the.
Yeah, there'll be a link on the blog.
Pod swearing, Mikey and Lewis. Massa losing. Oh, just been a bit shit, isn't he? That'll do. Raikkonen, he had a bit of a shocker today.
He had a shocker. He was all over the place, all excited.
So what? Because he got stuck behind Barrichello for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Then when he finally got going, he had that. He just went to just overcooked it and didn't break in the corner and went nearly went right into the wall.
Nearly went straight
didn't.
Through Kovalainen, but then luckily missed the wall.
Yeah, and then he. Was coming up to Glock, who and then just got it on the grass and span it, and it's this whole track. Now, what's something we don't really mention, the whole traction control thing, because this race was bloody exciting. You know,
yeah, I mean, yeah, seven
cars finishing, wasn't it? And we were saying just before I started, that this, is this going to make a difference? Because what we've heard about traction control is that over the winter testing, all the drivers, which you now realise is all they've just been a bit rambunctious, going, yeah.
Traction control, to be honest, I didn't notice it. Yeah, you fucking
that was exactly
did.
What Kimmy said, wasn't it? Did we turn it off?
Did you turn it off?
Oh, I just drove like a normal drive. Really, Kimmy? Didn't see you doing that last year.
Didn't see you doing it this morning.
Nice little crash at the start, little safety car crash.
Do you think as he hit the gravel, he just went, oh, the traction control.
I thought it was the dice.
I thought you said the tractor mole.
Oh, which is good because I never liked it anyway.
I hate that mole sitting around.
But yeah, it's been a... I don't know, because I know I'm always overly nostalgic on late 80s, early 90s Formula 1 when I started watching it. But that used to be what happened. It used to be, you know... Half the field would normally not finish.
Mm-hmm.
And cars would just kind of pass out and crash and spin off, and that's really been missing in the last few years. And
there's
something quite exciting to know that at any moment it could give out. At any moment, and it's just nice to see the cars.
It's like you said, at 16 laps to go, you said, do you think there'll be another incident?
Yeah,
and then lo and behold, there are about three.
Exactly. I mean, you know, the last few years, it was just like get halfway, everyone goes to turn the engines down.
Yeah,
everyone. Now, whether this is a whole thing for the rest of the season, maybe whether this is just a blip, but normally...
Or maybe it's just sort of first race nerves, they all just went a bit...
The Melbourne Grand Prix is normally a bit dull.
Yeah, because they say you can't really overtake, because even though there's a difference in the speed, once you're accelerating, you've got to be pretty hard at someone's arse.
It's another thing that slightly annoys me with the Formula 1 stuff, and obviously to make stuff and design stuff and to build stuff takes time and money. But they keep saying the next year the aerodynamic rules are changing again, so it's going to be easier to overtake because it's not going to have all the turbines. And you just watch it going, couldn't they have done that for this year?
Sort it out. No, you'd have fucked up Honda because they're already concentrating on next year's car.
Oh, yeah.
So they'd have to redo it.
Bless them.
They're still not going to get a point. I can't believe it.
Oh, Barrichello. Oh, yeah,
we really wanted them to get a point, didn't we?
So Kimi then his car just fucked off. So it's all in vain anyway, but he's god at that. So then, Barrichello was up into like third or fourth, I think. And then, so he came to the pits because there was a safety car and he wasn't allowed to go in the pits, but he was going to run out of fuel, so they had to bring him in.
I know, I'll take two of the guys with me.
Yeah, so then, you know.
If I need fuel on this lap, I'll have them there.
Kind of get the feeling that what the idea was to go, come in slowly, maybe no one will notice you've even been in, be fine, whatever you do, don't go on now! Oh,
the camera's on us! And then he just lifted up the stick, panicked, he's gone. Fucking hell! Oh, I'm really sorry.
Found
you.
But then, so when he came in for his penalty, there was, I forget why, I'm fucking lost, I'm tired and there was too much going on, but I think the safety car was out again, or it was still
out. Yeah, the safety car was out, he'd done his penalty, which is okay, but he wasn't allowed to leave the pit lane.
Because the red lights are on, which got Massa last year, so he's probably going to get done and get disqualified and lose his points. Oh, but how did he find that out?
Well, it turns out no one had the guts to tell him in the garage, so Louise Goodman interviews him outside. He goes from smiley face man to, I feel like a bit of a dick.
Because he was just there going, oh, I'm really happy. I mean, it's been a bit of a mad race, but he's got 2 points for the team. Thanks for everyone back at the factory. And she goes, well, you might not get 2 points because you
it's just the way his face changed. What do you mean?
He's like, oh, well, it's been a crazy race.
He's just going off throwing things around.
Oh, I know. So that's fun. So, and poor old Glock. That's a bit of a crash, isn't it?
Very good crash.
And Blundell at the end saying, that's why we need to get rid of tracks like this and make them safer so these cars at least...
There's a bit of mud that needs to be levelled so cars don't jump up in the air.
To be honest, I quite like the cars jumping up in the air.
And they all seem to fold very well this time.
Yeah, Coulthard's cars just kind of crushed inside.
Yeah, it seems if you drop them from a centimetre high, they just fold on themselves.
It's because they're made out... It's cause that's why Super Aguri is still making those out of carbon fibre. Super Aguri. Everyone else is papier-mâché.
It's lighter. Well, not when it's wet, but when it dries, it's beautiful.
Yeah, wet race is going to be quite weird this year.
Just some guy on his arse with a steering wheel in his hand.
Made of straws. But, so Glock gone and had a nice good old-fashioned crash, if you like. And wasn't hurt, so it's fine to say. Oh, bless him. Bored ass.
And Vettel as well. Lovely little Vettel, he's done so well.
Right on the start.
He was described as a scrawny boy on the qualifying.
I don't think that's fair.
When you look at him, he's just a scrawny little boy.
Who said this?
It was Mark Blundell.
Mark Blundell.
Mark Blundell.
When I look at
him,
I see a fat cunt.
Hooray, we're back in the game.
Well, the thing is, with a potential new broadcasting career with Five Live, I can't say this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think you're going to have some kind of disclaimer at the start of this podcast to say, or the end, saying Radio 5 Live does not accept that these are their views. Terry Saunders.
I fully expect you'll find in a couple of months I'll have had a stern talking to and then all the podcasts will be you swearing a lot.
Underground shit.
It'll be you swearing a lot, and I'll be there going, I can't condone that. But probably holding up signs saying, Kevin, please go for me.
Can't condone that kind of behaviour.
But what else we got here? So
let's do this one, right? Because it kind of leads Ellie's letters.
Now, we discussed this in the last podcast, I believe.
Yeah, we did. The last podcast, we said that, it was just a joke. We said that we'd send some letters to all of the Formula One teams as an 8-year-old girl just to try and get some stuff.
And see what they said.
Well, we did it. I wanted to surprise you with this, Terry, to be honest. Somebody has sent us back some stuff.
Oh my fucking Christ.
Addressed to Ellie Shepherd, right?
From Williams.
Yeah, it's from Williams. But my daughter found it first. And she gets all excited when she gets stuff through the post. And she's like, I've got a parcel. And I can hear this all going off. And I'm still sort of lying down in bed. I've got a parcel. And she just opened up and you could hear the disappointment in her voice. She went, huh? What's this? And then I heard Tina say, I think I find it's for your dad. Have a look. What did you get from Williams? Because you got some
now,
stuff.
Now, this is a story last time. I'm so excited. This is a story last time. It's because Williams gave me the most disappointing stuff, which was just a set of photocopied magazine articles and a cardboard folder.
Yeah. Well, things have moved on a smidgen. In the letter, I basically said, I'm an 8-year-old girl. I'm doing a school project on inspiration. But look whose cap it is. It's Nico Rosberg's.
Oh,
isn't that bizarre? First podium and they get his thing. And I asked them to send, I said, as my daughter, obviously, this is highly wrong, isn't it? As my daughter, I said that I'm doing a talk on inspiration at school. Could you send me some stuff about, or something inspirational? And this is what they sent. They've sent an autographed, it's an autographed picture of Frank Williams smiling. So I think him smiling is worthy of something on his own.
Really not. I mean, it's initialled.
And I don't even know if he did it. But he was back in Blighty. Maybe he's bored. He's the only one in the office.
And they've given us a compliment slip as well, which, it does say, well, 9 constructors, 7 drivers, championships, 113 race wins. So that's quite inspirational. Well, that's kind of great and shit, isn't it? That's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of. But they were the first people to respond.
That was quite quick, though.
That was very quick. That was quick. Very quick.
Well, it was a nice little cap here.
I don't know what to do with the stuff, though. What do you reckon?
Maybe we should.
Should we competition it out, do you think?
Oh, should we do that? That's like proper radio, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, we could give the stuff away. Because I kind of feel bad now because I did write as an 8-year-old girl, not expecting to receive anything back. But now I've got a cap and a signed photograph.
Well, if you want a cap, a Nico Rosberg AT&T Williams RBS cap, which is blue and sky blue.
It's last year's cap, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's kind of signed by Nico Rosberg if he signs it in embroidery.
He's quite a keen seamstress. Rosberg.
But it's going through.
It's the real deal, though. It's got some kind of hologram on it and stuff. They didn't send us a fake cap.
Well, if you want that, we need to ask a question, don't we? Oh.
Do you want to ask a question?
Yeah.
Or
let's do a tiebreaker.
A tiebreaker.
I deserve the Nico Rosberg cap because...
In 10
words or less. And then put it as a comment on the another F1podcast.blogspot.com.
Do it there.
This thing. And then the best one will win a cap.
Wow. It's very exciting.
I think we should keep the signed photo.
You can win an envelope.
Ooh.
Yes, that's the first one. I was very excited. I've had that in my possession for about 3 days.
Wow.
And every time I've spoken to you, it's been like, I can't tell him.
Ah. Now, my part of the deal, of course, was to write very posh letters officially from the podcast, going, hello, we're a podcast doing press media stuff, and see if we get anything. Well, we've had no replies.
We've had no replies. Bastards. I can't understand why that would be.
Yeah.
Did you post them?
Yeah.
Did you write them? You did nothing. I sat in my house until 12 o'clock writing with my left hand all of the addresses on all of the envelopes and signing them like an idiot. Yeah,
I'll do it this week. I promise.
And you've got the advantage, you can just write them normally, obviously.
I can type them out. I want to tease. Well, the reason I didn't is because I was there going, I want to make some headed note, babe, that'd be quite nice. And really, in my head, I went into town. And this is what I often do. In my head, I go, yeah, I'll make this the best fucking headed note paper in the world.
Gold embossed note paper.
Anyway, I couldn't be arsed. Didn't want to start. So that's the joy of that. I think we've nearly come to all of the.
I think we've done all right. What's the score with the time?
27 minutes.
27 minutes. Should we briefly mention the Facebook group?
We've got a Facebook group now. It's another F1 podcast. Just search groups for another F1 podcast. We've got about 70 members so far.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a couple of wall posts going on. There's a bit of a discussion board.
And if you press the button on there, there's a you can get it to work. But if you press the last podcast, if you press the square blue button with the white triangle on it,
the play button. You mean
the play button? Yeah, yeah. It plays it at twice the speed. It's much funnier.
Yeah, I think we should
speed up the end or the start of this one, or just. That was just you again, was it?
Well, it's been fun. We're going to be back next week because the next Grand Prix is just next week. So Hamilton's in the lead.
Hamilton's winning. Yes, that's very good.
And as ITV said, none of his major rivals have scored points, but I think that therefore means that he's got new major rivals, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's going to come second and third.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the people, yeah. And I can't believe they didn't count Alonso as a major rival. I know the Renault is not quite as fast, but if the race is going to stay the same as they are, it's a lot more open.
It's going to be crazy. So, so the Ferrari didn't do the red wash you're expecting. The McLaren... Oh, I was trying to do a Steve Ryder cap up, then I can't.
Should try it.
So Ferrari didn't win, but McLaren did. Don't you be
young?
Can I play with
this? No, I think that works.
Let's go.
It's very good.
Right. Bye.